You gonna come on down? Come on down. The more the merrier. I have a question for you. And you are all very smart, so I know you're going to know the answer. What night is this?
Christmas
Eve. Christmas Eve. That's right.
And I'm excited for Christmas Eve.
You're excited for Christmas Eve? Well, so am I. And I expect the grown-ups are too, but they don't show it as much as we do. We have much more fun, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I asked Santa Claus for a yo-yo.
A yo-yo? What an awesome gift. Well, I hope Santa brings that.
What? My mom's from down here.
Yeah, you can't you? Now, do you know what we celebrate this night?
Jesus' birthday.
Oh, my goodness. You've got it in one. High five. Jesus' birthday. Yeah, this is Jesus' birthday that we celebrate tonight, right? Each year, on this night, we remember the birth of baby Jesus in that manger. We remember the star in the sky. It was so bright and shiny. And the angels singing. And the shepherds coming down from the hillside where they were with their sheep. Bah. Remember that from the list, Ginny? Bah. She won't do the bah for me this year. The shepherds came down to see this remarkable thing that the angels had told them about, a newborn Savior who would help all the people. It's like the angels invited those shepherds to a birthday party for baby Jesus, isn't it? Now, how many of you had a birthday party this year?
I had a birthday.
You had a birthday? Did you have a little party, a little get-together with some of the kids? Yeah. And what happened at that birthday party? What happened at your birthday party? Was there cake? Yes.
I didn't have a cake at my birthday. I had cupcakes.
Cupcakes? Awesome. And you probably got a present or two, right? That's what usually happens on birthdays. And it was a lot of fun, wasn't it? What was your favorite gift this past year? Can't remember.
A cake.
That's okay. Anybody get a ball for Christmas? For your birthday, rather? Or a doll? Or a video game?
I know. I got some books for my birthday.
Books? How revolutionary. I am so happy to hear that. I love to hear people getting books. We all love birthday parties, don't we? Not least of all because we get presents on our birthday. So now we're celebrating a birthday. Whose birthday is it again?
Jesus.
Jesus' birthday. Yay! But what happens tonight when you guys go to sleep?
Santa comes
and?
Delivers presents.
So let me understand this. It's not your birthday. We've already established this Jesus' birthday. But you get the presents. It's not your birthday. How come we get the gifts at Christmas? Shouldn't baby Jesus get the gifts? Did we forget whose birthday it is? Nah. But we do like our presents, don't we? I'm confused, so I need you guys to help me figure it out, okay? Because you're all very smart. You've given me such wonderful answers to all these questions. So here's a question for you. Why do you get a gift? Why does somebody give you a gift?
Because you like it.
Because you like it? And because they like you. Maybe even they love you. We get a gift because somebody loves us and cares about us and wants to give us something special to show us that love. And you're just so excited you can't stand it. I understand completely. I'm so happy you're so excited about it. You're all going to be getting gifts tonight because Santa... That's the energy that I wish I had 10% of.
Santa will bring things because Santa loves you, and you may also get presents from other people who love you and want you to enjoy something fun. All gifts come to us because somebody loves us and wants us to be happy, right? But you're also getting another gift this night and every Christmas. Something that's more important than a video game or an American Girl doll or anything like that. Anybody know what that gift is? Jesus! Oh, Audrey, you made my night. The perfect answer. That's exactly right. That little baby born 2,000 years ago. He's the best gift ever. What did the angel say to the shepherds on that hillside? I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. Yes, Jesus. And it's good news for all the sad people, all the people who are poor, all the people who don't have any presents, all the people who are away from home. Everybody gets a present. Here is why you should celebrate. This evening, a baby was born, a very special baby, who's going to be the Savior, the Anointed One, who'll help all those who need help. You won't find him in a great big palace. Come on up, Avery. Come keep me company. You can both fit. Scoot over.
I can run very fast. Oh.
I know you can run very fast, and I can't. But baby Jesus is not going to be in a great big palace. That's what the angels told those shepherds. Not what you'd expect for somebody who's as important as a Savior. No, you're going to find him in a stable with all sorts of little animals. The animals are breathing on him to keep him nice and warm in the cold night air. The shepherds were so surprised by this. And all of a sudden they heard lots of angels singing. And of course, the shepherds had to go check out this baby who was to be the Lord of all. And the shepherds went down to see him, and sure enough, there was a tiny baby in the stable. He didn't really look like any other baby because there was a glow around him that made them feel like this was something extra special. The moment they saw him, they loved him. And they didn't notice the cold of the night. No, they didn't, because they felt the warmth of his love coming back. It was like he was a gift for them, spreading all that love to them. Now, did those shepherds bring any gifts to baby Jesus?
No.
It was his birthday, after all. They probably should have brought gifts, but they didn't have any kitchen to make a birthday cake, and there were no stores that were open that late, no more 24-hour stores in Bethlehem that night. So what present could they bring him?
Jesus.
Well, Jesus was waiting for that present. Maybe some soft wool from one of the lambs
He'll
to help keep him warm?
Presents.
Cool. Maybe a little cheese made from the milk of one of the sheep, even though Jesus was a little small for eating cheese. But one thing I know for certain. Those shepherds brought Jesus the most important gift of all, their love and belief in what the angel had said. They came to worship him because they knew that he was God's greatest gift to a troubled world. So, got another question for you, my very, very smart young friends. And I know you probably can come up with an answer that'll help us all out, because we all need to learn about this. What would you like to give Jesus as a birthday present? Huh. Silver and gold. Somebody remembers the Christmas pageant and all those hymns.
And
what else would we like to bring Jesus as a present?
A helicopter.
A helicopter? That's interesting. I have to think about that one. What do you think? Golden coins to help buy some milk and maybe a better hotel room? What do you think?
A warm blanket.
Those would all be wonderful gifts. But I bet you that there are some other gifts. What would you like to give as a gift? Any ideas?
A new backyard gift thing.
A new game? Sweet. But I think Jesus would love some very, very simple gifts that I know you all can give.
I like to give Jesus a table.
A table? So he'll learn to eat off of that table, right? That's a good thing. We like that. But how about this gift? How about being a good boy or a good girl?
Good girl.
You could be a good girl, right? And you could be a good boy. How about saying a prayer every night before you go to bed, telling Jesus about your day? Is that a gift that you think you could give Jesus? I think so. How about being nice to somebody who's sad? You think you could do that? Maybe give them a little hug? Here's a hard one. How about sharing your Christmas gifts with your sister or brother? I'm hearing some...
Yes.
Yes, I like to hear that. A nice, firm yes. Excellent. Those are the kinds of gifts that Jesus wants, isn't it? Gifts don't always come in boxes with colored paper and ribbons. Sometimes they're doing things that mean more than a toy. So this night, even while we're all excited about the gifts that are going to be under the tree tomorrow morning, let's think about the gifts that we can give to the birthday boy, baby Jesus. Mm-hmm. The gifts that we give him don't cost money. They're way more valuable than that. He's the best gift to us. So he deserves our most wonderful gifts of love and caring and sharing in return. So you think you can think about that tomorrow when you're in the midst of all your Christmas presents? And you grown-ups, you think you can think about it too? I see some nodding of heads. I think that's the best thing that we can give to Jesus, okay? Amen.
Amen.
You may go back to your seats now. Thank you.